You're listening to a podcast from Father Peter Smith, St. Columbus Parish, North Leichhardt, on the Feast of Corpus Christi. And now here's Father Peter.
Hello and welcome to this Sunday's podcast. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ. It's an annual celebration when we remember the gift of the Eucharist in our lives. Something which I think we're all sadly missing at the moment, but hopefully things are returning to normal. Part of today's gospel, which comes from St. John, says, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me." John's Gospel points out how integral the Eucharist is in our connection with Jesus and through Jesus to the Father. And I think the other dimension that also comes through in other parts of the Gospel is our connection with each other. I've just recently been reading a book by Alain de Botton. It's called Religion for Atheists. Strange title. De Botton admits to being a lifelong atheist, but he writes this book talking about the really good things that religion does in our world. It's quite refreshing to read because so many atheists tend to be very negative about religion, as if we had nothing to offer the world. So clearly, de Botton and I don't agree on everything. But when he talks about the good things in religion, and especially in our Judeo-Christian tradition, he talks about the Eucharist as part of that. He compares the Eucharistic meal to what we celebrate mostly in our lives when we share a meal. He talks about a family meal where we gather with our own people, with our own family, our own kin. And he talks about how there's this increasing desire in all of us to go out to restaurants with friends too. Many of us have experienced during this COVID-19 lockdown that we haven't been able to do that. I myself love going out to restaurants with friends and chatting with them. But he points out that in those meals, whether it's with our family or with our friends, they are in fact very selective. We are choosing to be with people who we are very much like, our family who understand us, our friends whom we can share things in common with. But our Eucharistic gatherings around the table in our church is quite different. We don't always choose who comes to Mass. We don't choose who it is sits in the pews in front, beside, behind us at our Sunday Eucharist. What it seems to me, though, is that the Eucharist is something that is so inclusive of all people, not just family and friends and people who are alike. Our pews at St. Columba's, when we celebrate our Sunday Mass, are filled with all sorts of different people. Old, young, in between, people of different nationalities, people of different levels of faith. One thing I think that we all share in common is our desire, as today's gospel talks about, to be in union with Christ and with each other. That's something that binds us together as a community. And one of the other aspects of that too is that we're bound in our common humanity. And part of that means it's bound in our common sinfulness, I guess. The fact that we realise we are in church because we are in need of God. We are in need of the Eucharist. We recognise that we fail, that we make mistakes, that we are all like that together. And yet the Eucharist brings us together. And we have Jesus' promise that his love comes to us in that abiding gift that he left us as a memorial at the Last Supper. And so as we celebrate the Eucharist, I think it brings us together as a community, but it also alerts us to the fact of how blessed we are to have the community that we have. But it also challenges us, I think, to reach out to those outside of our community, the poor, the needy, the struggling. That's what Jesus did in his life. So if we are bound to Jesus through the Eucharist, we are bound also to imitate him in our lives and to care for those less fortunate than ourselves. In these times when we are probably, many of us, missing the Eucharist, I think it's a great reminder of what we're lacking. And it's not just our own personal faith and our own personal reception of the Eucharist, but it's that community which we share. It's the community that challenges us, that binds us together in Jesus. I trust that it won't be too long before we can gather around the table of the Lord as a community at St. Columba's again. I trust that we will recognise the great gift of the Eucharist in our lives, but also to recognise the great gift of the presence of Christ in each other. Take care.